There are, and first and foremost, it's the research teams. I mean, they're incredibly committed to their research activities, and again, transforming the care that they're providing to the patient community. These oftentimes are working at odd hours, and just to drive that research home. They're first and foremost in mind. I think just in parallel with those teams are the patients. So we often have patient advisors that are really at the beginning of the journey through a research activity. They're part of the design and active throughout the clinical studies. And then the patients are involved in the clinical studies who are benefiting from some of the therapies that are driving those that work. So those are the two primary groups. I have to thank Queen's University as a partner. All of the researchers have academic positions at the university, and as a collective, we're really be able to recruit truly fantastic researchers to carry out these kind of studies. I have to thank KHSC and their support for research within the hospital footprint. As an academic center, they've been incredibly supportive. And I think the other piece is we have to really thank the UHKF. The foundation has also been incredibly responsive, incredibly supportive in getting our highlighting our research in the community through philanthropic endeavors. I just want to thank the community again. I think everyone's incredibly supportive, and I'll come back to UHKF. Their group is a foundation fundraising for the hospital that would include research. Is truly transformative, and I would just remind people that there was a recent donation that came through the foundation for a clinical genomics chair, which is just another example of a situation that donor money has incredible impact, not just for research in the hospital, but that's an example where it's transforming research into clinical care.